American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. Partitives. Hey, what are partitives? P-A-R-T-I-T-I-V-E-S. Partitives. Some people call them quantifiers, and they're used pretty much in the same way. But when we use the term partitives, it really means we're talking about something that is part of something else. So what's important here is that very specific words are used to help describe certain nouns. So if we're talking about, for instance, a loaf of bread. Bread isn't countable, right? Well, it actually is if we talk about it in its package or maybe one slice. If we said, I would like a slice of bread, please, or one slice of bread, please, bread is now countable, isn't it? I'm going to the market to buy a loaf of bread. So a loaf is used with bread, right? It's a partitive. Hey, could I have a slice of ham? You see? So a slice of roast beef, a slice of something, a slice of chicken, a slice of. So we can use a slice anytime we cut something with a knife, right? And that's how we describe things. A bottle of cola, a bottle of soda pop. We could say a bottle of, we could say a can of, we could also use a form of measurement. A gallon of, a pint of. What about bananas? Do you know the term for bananas? It's a bunch. Hey, I am going to buy a bunch of bananas. What about potato chips? I'm going to buy a bag of potato chips, a bag of, a package of. We can also use other terms of measurement, a pound of. Let's say sugar, for instance. I'm going to the store. I'm going to buy a pound of sugar. I'm going to buy a pound of salt or a pound of rice. So these are all used in different ways when we talk about things that are generally not countable. In the English language, really, when you think about it, everything in English is countable. But if it's something we can't physically count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like water, for instance, then we have to count it based on the container that it's in. A bottle of water or a measurement, a gallon of water, something like that. What about a piece of paper? Paper is not countable unless we use a partitive. Hey, could you give me, could I have, could you hand me a piece of paper, please? What about something like grapes? Just like with bananas, we use the word bunch with grapes. Hey, could you buy a bunch of grapes? Now, a bunch can be used a lot of different ways. A bunch really has no single definition. It can be to one person, it can be a lot of something, or it can be a few. There's no exact number for what would be referred to as a bunch. What about something like flowers? Another one we use, a bunch, right? Yesterday, I bought my wife a bunch of flowers. In this case, it means one bunch. I don't know how many exactly, but there were a lot of flowers in there. What about cake? A piece of cake. That same term can be used if we're telling somebody how easy something was. Maybe a project. Hey, was that project difficult? No, it was a piece of cake. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this lesson.
American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.